the fellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun.
You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studio South in San Antonio, Texas. I am at the River Center Improv Comedy Club, where I'm performing all weekend. If you know anyone in the San Antonio area, please tell them to come see me this weekend. Live in our Allstate Showcase Studio in Chicago, in the Tribune Tower, we have Craig Collins, Elliot Serrano, Esmeralda Leon, our engineer, Adam Phillips. We're talking about songs or you know, just any music you're embarrassed to say you love. Craig, what was that song? I'm guessing that was a guilty pleasure coming out of the break.
Oh, no, that was Esmeralda's favorite song in the world.
That is not a guilty pleasure.
And I think she was also singing
like
along to it.
I don't like that song at all.
I think she
but
was
I
definitely...
know all the stupid words.
Go ahead, Esmeralda. Hop in there.
I don't know what it is about the song. It just gets my goat.
Is it wrong that I don't know what it is? I mean, I recognize
how
it. I've heard it before. It oh, is. She mentioned that. Okay, OMC.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. It is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We also have Mike on the line. He wants to give us his guilty pleasure.
Give me a guilty pleasure, Mike.
Yeah, it's it's really embarrassing. I'm that White Flag song by Dido.
White Flag.
But I will go down with it. Oh man, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
That song there, man, I'll tell you what, I get kind of emotional when that gets on, and I tell you, I'm a truck driver, and that's not good shedding tears in the truck stop like that.
Yeah, but no one knows why. They don't know why, Mike.
No, that
it's
means
all
you're
you.
A man.
It's all you and the music. That's right.
Mike, do you actually sing through the tears? I'm just curious.
What's that?
Do you sing along through the tears? As you're crying, do you still sing? Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, man. I got this. I get this rattle trap of a truck. I got that jacked up.
I love that. I love imagining Mike in his cab, in the semi, just jamming to his music. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Craig?
We've given away
no prizes this week, have we? I think
we have
that
not,
a truck
yeah.
driver, I think we should. I think he needs a little bit of a good pizza from Lou Malnati's. What do you think about that, Mike?
Oh, that would be really nice.
That's please. Hold. Yes?
Okay.
Yeah, what were you going to say? Tell me.
Oh, I was just going to say it's, you know, just eat through your guilt, you know?
Yes, eat through your guilt, drink through your guilt, dance through it, whatever it takes. Just find your path.
Dance through it.
It's all good. Dance to it. Hold on the light in line, Mike, and Craig will take your information. We are sending out a gift card from Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com. Over 40 locations in the Chicagoland area, and you can order that. And you know what? If you can't get it in one of the restaurants in Chicago or the Chicagoland area, they will send you a frozen, delicious pizza. We also have some texts. Craig's getting that information right now, but I don't know if now Bare Naked Ladies 1 week, is that a guilty pleasure to anybody? I don't even know that song.
I don't have guilty one pleasures. Week.
They're all pleasures.
I own
you
up
know what?
To all
I think
of it. I'm like, it's fine.
Yes.
Cry.
Yes,
love
pleasure.
It.
You're right. Esmeralda, pleasure should just be pleasure. Don't you think?
Yeah. Don't feel bad
no
about
shame.
It. Exactly.
Craig, we have a new segment, the No Shame Zone. We just share what we like, and maybe we should have some shame.
And then no one shames you. I like it. It's a safe space.
Safe space. No one judges. No one mocks. You just go, oh, okay. Thank you for sharing. That's it.
Although
how
that kind of sounds judgy.
Because we're not judging. Because we would if we could, but we've said we won't. Is that why?
I think so. The wording just sounds like, right. You like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, all right. We could see that. Right. We have to like sort of temper our responses. Elliot, I mean, I don't think you judge anybody, do you? I mean,
oh,
yes,
I judge all the time. I'm probably one of the more judgmental people you'll meet. But I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I'm judging you, but chances are I am. Mm-hmm.
I have to go with this one. I actually do like Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth. I think I kind of love that song. Is that a guilty pleasure? Is that a wrong
No, not if you
song
love it.
Like?
If you just love it, I don't think that can be a guilty pleasure.
I think heaven is a place on earth.
By the way,
it's
we got
a,
Yes.
We got a text message. Someone said that the only song that they think is a guilty pleasure to them is Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, no, that's a great song.
By the way, everyone in studio and around said that this is just simply a great song. This is not a guilty pleasure.
No, yeah. It's a great song. I hear it. I'm dancing. I'm bobbing to it, too. I'm singing along.
I don't hear you singing along at all.
We were waiting.
Was on the
I'm sorry. No, my mic got cut off for some reason. What happened?
Are you closing it? I think you're just turning it off.
What?
Yeah, it got cut off, Elliot. Sure. Oh, right when you were about to sing.
I like this song. I like Wilson Phillips' Hold On from 1990. I think I like that from my childhood. I like that.
I like strutting to that song.
Yeah.
And I kind of did a few days ago at a Walgreens.
How about Boston's More Than a Feeling? That's a good song.
Oh, no, that one's a great song. That reminds me of the Scrubs bit where Turk and the lip sync band did it. Yeah. And while Esmeralda may strut in the Walgreens, I will lip sync in a Walgreens to something.
By the way, Patty, we have Harold on the line. He wants to admit his guilty pleasure.
Hey, guys,
Harold,
how you doing?
Admit your guilt. We're great.
Well,
how are
you? I got a diverse...
What?
Go ahead, Harold. Go ahead.
No, you know what? Harold. You got to play like Beer Barrel Poker or She's Too Fat for Me.
Okay, all right.
But
wait, what?
So polka music, man. I'll tell you what. Everybody hates it, but if I play it, it's just. I mean, I listen to Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and Britney Spears. I have 20,000 songs.
Wide range.
But I have a wide range. But if you ask anybody in the world if they like polka music who's under 50 years old, they'll say no. But if you play it, everybody smiles. it just makes you laugh and people will just start dancing in the street or whatever if I'm playing it, you know, out on the street somewhere. She's too fat for me.
Here's a little ditty, you can't see it right away. Now here's what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a little jingle you can sing at night or noon. Now here's the word, that's all you need, cause I just sang it too. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. Much too fat for me.
You know, I think the message of this song might make it a guilty pleasure, Harold.
My grandmother used to play it all the time, and she was a big lady too. She didn't care.
She liked being with men who could handle her. Oh, that was weird. I apologize.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Oh, that's fantastic. So beer polka music is your jam. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. And you know, and Tejano music is basically influenced by that because a lot of I watched a thing on TV one time. They talked about where the Tejano music comes from, and a lot, you know, the tubas and all that stuff is, and the accordion, obviously the accordion didn't come from Mexico. It came from Germans that moved to Texas.
Yeah. Well, and there actually has been a long relationship. Obviously there's a romantic relationship between a lot of parts of Europe. I can't explain it, but there are parts of Mexico where they pay homage to German settlers or people in their communities who contributed to their culture. And yes, there was an influx of music and food that really had an impact in Mexico, culturally. So yeah, I agree. Tejano music definitely resembles, a lot of the German polka music.
Yeah, I loaned out a CD to somebody one time, and you know, when I got it back, I was talking to the guy's from Colombia, so he had a lot of, you know, his workshop, he had a lot of people playing, you know, they had a lot of music they were playing that was Latin music, and so I brought a CD in, and then when I got it back, you know, one of the girls was like, yeah, she's like, it's kind of old stuff. Like, nobody listens to it anymore. And I'm like, you know something?
Yeah.
And I says, you know something? I says, I like it because it reminds me of Maxwell Street when I would walk around Maxwell Street. you know. And,
there you go. And that's what music does. It takes us to a different place. Thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing from you again. Oh, Craig, is that someone's guilty pleasure? I love that. ABBA is not. I mean, I
guess. No. That song specifically actually is a guilty pleasure. It from the 630, I'm now okay and confident in my sexuality to admit that I love the song Dancing Queen by ABBA. Now I crank it every time it pops on the radio.
As you should. And I kind of want to do a skate backwards to that too, but that's just me. I don't know why I want to skate to it. I love that. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's a pretty good song.
That's a very good song. What other texts do we have? And do we have any other? Craig.
Yes, Craig.
Oh, this. What a fortuitous moment.
I know, this is really interesting.
Okay, we've been talking about our musical guilty pleasures, and it seems as though our music psychic, Dr. Lars Dingman, has joined our conversation. Dr. Dingman, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Patty. I sensed you were plumbing the depths of your pleasure, and I wanted to get in on the fun.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it, I guess. What do you have to say when people say a guilty pleasure when it comes to music? Is that really an accurate label for music? Shouldn't it just be pleasurable?
Well, it's all labels. Guilty is labeling. You're judging. You're saying, oh, you shouldn't like this song, but you like it, so there's something wrong with it. The music is it's the rhythm of the soul. So guilty, no. Pleasure, absolutely. Some songs make your ears fill with honey. Others make your ears bleed.
Well, what would you say, too, as our listener who shared Dancing Queen from ABBA? What does that say about them?
About that particular person, he is a time traveler because ABBA is a palindrome. It is the same forwards as it is backwards. So this person in a past life and a future life, they inhabit many realities all at once. They're time travelers, but they probably don't even know it. They just think they like a goofy disco song.
We got some more. We got some more, Dr. Dingman. If you can handle some of these,
I think we have quite a few. Now I run to you. Oh, I love
yeah, Patty.
I'm sorry.
I'll go for it.
A little tainted love.
yes. And who is this from? What's the phone number?
Soft Cell. That is from the 312. They're saying that they love Soft Cell's Tainted Love.
Ah, Tainted Love. This is a person who got sick at a Chipotle 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Whilst on a Match.com date and has not heard from the girl since then. And he doesn't know if it's because she got the craps or because she didn't like him.
Oh, that's very specific. It's not even about the song. He's actually
seen
it in that person's
life. It's about, you know.
Well, yes. We can just keep going then, Dr. Dingman.
Sure. Chat with me, chat with me. And if you could, I'd take you home with me.
Macarena? Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Oh, dear. Dr. Dingman, are you okay?
That comes to us from Adam in the 630.
Adam, yeah. Here's Adam's problem. He does not listen to people, you see. Ooh. He does not listen to those around him who are trying to give him advice. Because only a person that doesn't listen could actually listen to the Macarena.
Maybe they're a bit of a control freak, or they just like being given instructions, right?
No, they don't. They are. Adam thinks he's better than everyone else, so he's above them, so he does not listen when they talk, which is why when the music is on, is it physically impacting his eardrums with the vibration? Sure. Is he taking it in? No, because he's too busy thinking, oh, Adam this, Adam that. If I stand just this way, my stomach doesn't look as big as it should in the mirror. That's what Adam thinks about.
Oh, interesting. I think we all fall victim to that. What else do we have, Craig?
This is from Cheryl in the 312.
Little Shania Twain, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. Patty.
I didn't know that. My guilty pleasure, apparently, a little country music.
And this person's name is what?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Yes, I'm seeing Cheryl Cheryl is you're either going to adopt a very large dog or you're going to ride a pony. I can't really tell, Cheryl, but you'll be riding in blue jeans, and a pitchfork will figure prominently in the day.
Okay.
That is interesting.
Interesting and specific, oddly enough.
I think we're getting a Fly Jam Friday a little bit early for Nick's show, but this one just came in from Donna.
Oh, gosh. Oh, here we go. Yeah. I'm doing it. I like instructions. All right.
What I'm getting from that song and from Donna is that Donna has not enjoyed sexual congress in over 9 weeks, and she's climbing the walls, and she needs this sexual congress in order to straighten out her brain. So tomorrow she's going to go to the there's a Fridays in Schaumburg, and she's going to be there looking for people to spend the time with.
Okay, there you go. There's a little bit of insight.
It's an Applebee's, not a Fridays. I'm sorry, my mistake.
Oh, all right.
No, wait, difference.
Oh,
Chili's. It's a Chili's.
Chili's. All right.
No, my mistake again. Hold on.
Okay.
Fuddruckers.
Oh,
that's local. Good. That's
yeah, that
a good
sounds
choice.
Nice. That okay. Mm-hmm. We have another one. This is from the 815. No explanation. Just this song.
Oh yeah. Craig, tell us a little bit. What song is that? I could sing it, but I'm not gonna.
This is Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
This is a person who lives in a rural area. I don't know what the area code this came from, but not in the city, more in farming and green area, and believes that this sounds strange, but this is what I'm getting. He believes that all the animals on his farm are making fun of him behind his back.
I can see that.
Very paranoid individual. The cow and the pig especially mock him, he feels. They, in fact, do not mock him, but the horse mocks him.
Yeah. Oh, the horse doesn't have time for him. Oh, yeah.
No. We got one more before a commercial break, Patty. This is all from right. Trucker Dave, and he says that he loves this song. He doesn't even know if it's a guilty pleasure to him.
Raining man, hallelujah. Ah, you gotta love that it's raining men. That's not a guilty pleasure, even if you are a dude, right, Dr. Dingman?
No, you're wrong, Patty. This is Trucker Dave, and unless, Dave, you're trucking 18 wheels of lipstick and toenail polish, you probably shouldn't tell your friends at the truck stops that this is your favorite song.
Yeah, no, well, I can see wanting to keep that under wraps. You're not wrong about that.
Right.
All right.
And it's not a gay or a straight issue, Patty. It's just, think of it. If this were a real song, think of the carnage. There would be blood and broken bones all over the streets.
Yes, you got to be careful when it's raining men. You have to prepare ahead of time.
What kind of umbrella do you get?
Stainless steel. We are talking to Dr. Dingman. He, by the way, if you want to call and share, perhaps some of the music in your shuffle, he can read your, perhaps your past, a little of your future, maybe your present. But I think we have someone in studio who might benefit from your insight, Dr. Dingman. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. Look like a fool to me. Craig?
Yeah, Pat.
Is this your guilty pleasure?
It is not, but it is. This was actually suggested by someone from the 773, Avril Lavigne Complicated. Not exactly a man's man song, but I do like it. And Carrie Underwood has an amazing voice. That's from the 773.
Peter Dingman is on the line. Elliot Serrano is live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Craig Collins in the producer's booth. Esmeralda Leon in news, traffic, sports, weather, everything you need to know. Adam Phillips, our engineer. And we are talking about your guilty pleasures. And Dr. Dingman is giving us a little insight into what that might mean about your life, your past, your future, your present. And what would you say about the Avril Lavigne song, Dr. Dingman?
This is a person who drinks a lot. The French drinks a lot of red wine, but not the good. This is the Charles Shaw. They drink the $2 buck chuck is what the kids call it. And it's they're always having a headache, so they're very snippy. And they bark at their coworkers, and they're unpleasant to be around. And it all is a source from the drinking and the headaches.
So they make their lives more complicated by drinking cheap wine.
Right. You know what? Yes. Drink less, drink better, and then you won't feel like a sewer threw up in you in the morning.
Interesting. Now, Craig, you say we have a caller on
we
the
do.
Line who wants to share. Yes.
Yeah, Marianne is on the line. Marianne, you have a guilty pleasure?
Hi, Marianne.
Yes, it's the blue skirt waltz.
Till I heard an orchestra play.
But that's not guilty, Marianne.
How would you categorize that?
I would categorize that as a nostalgic pleasure. No doubt hearing this song takes you back to when you were a little girl and all the people that taught you how to dance. You're a very good dancer, are you not?
Yes.
Yeah, very good dancer. I see you with the white socks and the big skirt and very lithe and a good dancer. And when you hear this song from years ago, it takes you back to that time. And it was a happy time for you.
Thank you.
I love that. Yes.
Is that correct? Am I getting your vibes correctly?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And the boys liked you. They liked to dance with you. And you liked that the boys liked you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lost art of seduction, Marianne. Nowadays, the kids, they swipe left and right on the smart. They don't even talk to each other. Back in the day, a guy would have to walk up to you and say something, right, to introduce himself.
Yes.
What's the best introduction line a man ever said to you?
I really don't know, hon. I forgot.
There were so many of them, you couldn't keep track. There must have been some good ones in there.
That's what dancing will do. It fills up your dance card.
It does. Oh, Marianne, thank you so much for joining us. Craig, let's give away our last pizza. Oh, do we have one more? Let's give away one. We'll leave one for Matt tomorrow.
All right, perfect.
Give Marianne a pizza from Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com. Chicagoland has over 40 locations for you to enjoy some of the best pizza there is in the world.
Oh, wait.
Peter Dingman.
So, Marianne, yes. She's on the show for 8-9 seconds, and she gets a pizza. But I've been on two breaks. I get nothing. Is that how this is happening?
Dr. Dingman, you know, when we have the chance to share our company with each other, I will most definitely take you to Lou Malnati's.
But you're giving out pizzas to strangers.
But Marianne had a lovely story. She couldn't even tell us what the best pickup line was because she had so many of them. It was hard to parcel out which one was the best.
So because Marianne was extra friendly with the boys, you're rewarding her with pizza? What does that say?
That I'm grateful for her sharing the experiences she's had in her life. How about Elliot Serrano, who's in the Allstate Showcase studio? Elliot, tell Dr. Dingman about one of your favorite guilty pleasures.
No, wait, this is the same guy. We've talked on before on the radio. Yes, Elliot?
Yes, we've had several conversations, yes.
Yes, and I believe that you have been going through a sexual dry spell that would rival Alfonso Soriano's strikeout streaks, yes?
Yes, still in it, yes.
And I did predict, though, that you would meet a girl while dressed as Han Solo in December. Did that or did that not happen?
I met a girl, yes. I was.
Were you dressed as Han Solo?
I was not dressed as Han Solo. That's the problem, I think is why then things went awry.
What were you dressed as, Elliot?
Elliot.
I think it was
Elliot.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I was dressed as me. Is this,
is this one of those moments, Dr. Dingman, where you predicted the future for Elliot so he knew the future so he didn't follow it?
We call that a double back blind.
But interesting.
Elliot, you're not going to meet anyone dressed as you, clearly.
But the
key is you have to let your inner Han Solo out, and for the first to stir those feet, you have to dress on the outside like you feel on the inside, and then eventually your insides will come out.
Well, Dr. Dingman, did you see the new Star Wars movie?
There's a new Star Wars movie?
Yeah. Well, something...
he's busy. He's a little busy.
Speaking of Han Solo, in the new Star Wars movies, his insides literally come out. So I don't know if that's what you were seeing.
Perhaps I wasn't aware. I picture you in a heroic costume, and when I think of that, the hero that you scream to me psychically is Han Solo.
Han Solo?
Yeah, or maybe you're saying, hand me a Solo cup, those red cups that the kids drink beer out of. Do you have a drinking problem, Elliot?
A lot of hesitation there, Elliot.
Yeah, I think, since we're going there, a tad. I think I've got it under control, though.
When do we go into problem or just, just a little bit of an even keel, just maintaining?
I see. So I was misinterpreting it. You met a girl while drunk, and that's, of course, she was not enamored of you. Did you erp on her in any way?
Not that I remember. Okay. Not that I recall.
Okay, you think she would have a different recollection if we called her?
I would prefer you didn't.
Do you actually have her phone number?
But you know what? My phone is dead.
Craig, go get his phone. Go get his phone.
Craig, go get his phone. We have a text message from the 214. That's Elliot's problem. He's doing too much Han Soloing.
That could be it as well. If the tank is empty, Elliot, the plane won't get off the ground.
I'll have you know, I always make the Kessel run in less than 12 parsecs.
Well, speed is of the essence.
Seriously, can we have your phone? Can we have your phone?
The phone, it's legit dead. My phone is
dead. Yeah, he actually did say when he walked in that it was about to die.
Wait, I think you sent me a screenshot. Can I find a number off that?
It would be wonderful to speak with this girl and ask her what was in that Red Sierra Solo cup that you were drinking, what was in it, and perhaps if it modulated your personality in a negative way.
My personality is frequently modulated, so, you know.
And how's that working out for you, Elliot?
Unfortunately, not the way I would hope.
All right. I'm picturing an Easter egg hunt, Elliot.
Oh, I love Easter.
Fertility, yeah. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Yes. What I'm doing now is I'm projecting my consciousness into the future to try and find the next time that you will actually be intimate with someone that you're attracted to. And I'm seeing...
I'll settle for one I'm not attracted to.
Oh, right. Just a slump buster.
Slump buster? Did you say slump buster?
I did say slump buster, yes.
Okay, Dr. Dingman, I think we need to take a break. Do you want to hold on, and maybe not just for Elliot, it is Valentine's Day weekend. Can you give some advice to the forlorn, the romantically challenged, like Elliot? I'm sorry, Elliot, I don't mean to throw you into that pile, but it's a long weekend for people.
Like Elliot Serrano.
I'm not saying that, but do you mind hanging on the line?
Is what you're saying. Not the... and utterly without hope.
I think that we should address this because it is Valentine's Day weekend, and I think you can give us a lot of insight into what people can do perhaps this weekend and beyond. We are talking to Dr. Dingman. Give us a call at 312-981-7200, and he can help you out with your love life, with your present, with your past, with your future. 312-981-7200. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studios South. I am in San Antonio at the River Center Improv and our Allstate Showcase Studios in Chicago. We have Elliot Serrano, Craig Collins, Esmeralda Leon, and I don't even know where in the world Dr. Lars Dingman is calling us from, but we are so thrilled to have you on the line tonight. You knew that we were sort of touching on, we've hit a spark with people and the guilty pleasures they found in certain songs.
Yes, yes, you've sparked that quite well.
Yes, and Craig, what was who sent you that song?
That was from That was from the 219 and sings Bye Bye Bye. They also said they like I'm Too Sexy. So those are two guilty pleasure songs.
I think that those are fine songs to find pleasurable, aren't they, Dr. Dingman?
I'm sensing that those both of those songs were songs typed by a father who thinks he's being cool to his daughter in seventh grade. He does not realize that he's anything but with those song titles.
Interesting. We're always just trying to do our best, aren't we?
Sure, Craig, there's nothing wrong with attempting to do it. I just think he needs to shake his phone.
Craig, do we have any other guilty pleasures on our tech screen?
We have quite a few more guilty pleasures, but a lot of them I think would also fall into the Fly Jams Friday category, so we don't want to take that from Nick D. But we do have a suggestion for a song specifically for Elliot. Someone from the 815 says, not only is this a guilty pleasure, but I think Elliot could learn a lot from this song.
I'll eat your life just like animals, animals like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell your sunflowers.
What? What are they trying to say about Elliot?
This is about mating like animals by Maroon 5. The song is called Animals, Patty.
Okay. Yes, that's what Elliot needs to get in touch with, that deep animalistic. That's what I was going for with the when I thought it was Han Solo, but with the cup you drink to reduce your inhibition so that the inner tiger will come out. It's more like the... have you ever seen a film called The Wizard of Oz?
Yes. Oh. Yes,
yeah.
I have.
It's an older film. There's a character in it, a lion, and you would think lion, he would fill you with terror, but no, no, he's not.
He's a cowardly lion.
You've seen it.
Yes.
The film. Yeah, yeah. You're afraid of your own. You're afraid of being yourself. You have to be yourself, or someone else will do it.
Oh.
But okay. So again, we've had this discussion in the past, and I remember the one time you told me I needed to let out my inner beast.
Yes.
And that I had to get up and yell and scream, and that didn't work.
You know why? Because you didn't take off your shirt. You took off one shirt, but you did not take off both shirts, did you?
No.
Okay. So I can lead an Elliot to water, but I can't make him drink.
But, okay, well, Elliot's really thirsty right now, and he'll drink.
Well, I told you, I'm seeing not till Easter, and I'm not so sure what year Easter.
See, that's the thing. You always, first, for those, I mean, you make these really uncanny predictions, and there are days I'll sit there, I'll go, whoa, Dr. Dingman did say this. But it seems like I always go in the direction of what you're saying, and somewhere along the line, a left turn occurs.
Because you don't follow my directions succinctly and completely, Elliot. I told you, I recall this, to stand on the desk in the studio there and take off your shirt and dance around facing the giant, there's a portal or a window or something.
Yeah.
You did it, did he? He took off part of his clothing, but he was not flesh to the world.
He attempted to. He was in the direction of doing it.
Okay,
I can
prescribe. If you go to the doctor and you've got a broken leg and he says, put that leg in a cast, and you say, okay, and then you tape a yardstick with duct tape to it, you think you're going to be able to walk?
Doctor, maybe to give Elliot a break for just a second, we have Paula on the line with her guilty pleasure. She wants to know what it means. Paula?
Okay.
Paula?
Okay. Total eclipse of the moon.
Sorry.
We gotta wait. I think he's gonna hit the big one.
Yes.
That's a fantastic song, Paula.
Not a guilty pleasure. That's a fantastic pleasure.
That's a good
pleasurable
song
all around. Yeah.
Elliot, what color are your eyeballs?
Brown.
Oh, I see. Did you know that, Paula?
No.
Yeah. What you're doing is you're reaching out to Elliot, trying to extend to him some acceptance and love via this song, because he does have the brown eyes. Did you? Were you aware of trying to come to Elliot's rescue?
Not particularly.
Well, thank you, Paula. I appreciate it, though.
I can feel for him. I can feel for him that he has his moments. We all do.
What?
He has his moments. We all have our moments.
Sure we do. Sure. And what I'm saying
vulnerable,
is
sure.
He sounds like a delightful gentleman, and the fact that there's so much turbulence in his love life, I believe it's because he's not following... Paula, what? Give me your top two rules for a fantastic sex life.
No and no. I'm not going to go there.
Oh, that's not fantastic at all. Oh, she's not going to tell us. I see.
Oh, okay, okay. You don't want to share. I'm just.
I'll give you mine.
You, okay.
Top two rules.
Yeah.
Yes. Hygiene.
Yes.
And displaying pleasure with the activity.
Right. You don't want to look like you're working in a construction zone.
Yes. Those are my two top things.
Okay, can I give my two top rules?
Sure.
Well, yes, yes.
Having the sex exist.
Good one.
And having it exist.
That's also a good one.
And no crying.
Sometimes I can't help that. Because, I mean, again, you know.
Well.
It's like.
You crave pleasure. Yeah.
Well, when you come home from a long trip or wave and you know, and someone's there to greet you, sometimes you just can't help it.
You know, before we give out any more sex rules, should we let Paula go? I feel like Paula wants to get off the phone.
Do you, Paula, you're not going to share your secrets with the love?
No.
I think we...
Okay.
No. Would you agree hygiene...
Yours were very good.
Okay. Thank you very much. Right. I think those are very basic. Hygiene and expressiveness. That's important. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because if the hygiene isn't there, believe me, there'll be some expressiveness.
Yeah. Thank you, Paula. Have a good night. We'll talk to you again soon.
I would have given the pizza to Paula.
I know. I feel bad. I don't know how many pizzas I have left. How many did I give? I lost count.
Yeah, and Paula's gone now, too. We did two. Yeah.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. All right. I could have given her a pizza. I apologize.
Everyone gets a pizza.
All right. So, by the way, yes, go ahead, Elliot.
No, I was going to say, Dr. Dingman, before you go, if you have a new instruction for me for Easter, I am going to write it down and follow it to the letter.
Okay. What is the biggest department store in Chicago that would have the Easter Bunny?
Oh, that's a good one.
Macy's.
Macy's?
Do you think Macy's?
Okay, there's a Macy's. I want you to go down there, not tomorrow, but the first thing Monday morning, and apply to be the Macy's Easter Bunny.
Interesting.
This is a good idea.
Let's do this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because who goes to see the Easter Bunny?
Little kids.
And?
Oh.
Do they drive themselves?
Their moms.
Their moms.
Oh, you're talking single moms for Elliot?
Maybe even a babysitter?
Single moms also have single friends without children, and the friends will go down with them to enjoy a childly moment. It's hot and cold running women. Elliot, and you're dressed as a bunny, which means you can do and say whatever you want. You're invisible.
Dr. Dingman, our engineer Adam, is saying that this might be a bad idea, and he warns Elliot not to go to prison.
No, you're not going to.
if you're a bunny attacking people, Dr. Dingman, there might be some prison. There might be just a little bit.
Those headpieces aren't really good to see out of. You can't tell who you're actually... You know, having Congress with in some cases.
No, I'm not saying actually have the sex with the bunny suit on, although there are people that do that. I'm saying...
Oh, furry conventions. We should do a field trip. Sorry, go ahead.
I spoke at a furry convention once. It was very... Talk about hygiene. Oh, my God.
It's hard to ventilate. Mm-hmm.
What this will do, Elliot, it'll give you a chance to talk to women all day long. and practice talking to them, and you'll be uninhibited because you'll be in a little bunny suit.
Okay, but, Monday.
Hey, you know what?
Macy's.
Okay, you know what? We're jumping ahead.
But don't do it half-assed.
Before we let you go.
Don't go to Target and apply. It's not what I said. I said Macy's.
Okay. Elliot, you absorb that information. We'll talk about it. And then we have a little bit of time before Easter. Dr. Dingman, before we go, do you have any advice for those who are perhaps a little bit disappointed with their Valentine's Day weekend looming in front of them? They don't have any romantic, you know, prospects ahead of them for
sure.
Sunday. What would you say to them? How do they celebrate Valentine's
Day? As a psychic, this is just as a human being. Valentine's Day is complete and utter BS. It is a holiday created by avaricious corporations to squeeze $100 off of you for a dozen roses that a week ago were $10. You want to be romantic? Take your broad out on the 12th or on the 17th or just some random Wednesday. Slap a button, take her to some coffee. Being told,
well, show her love on any day, including Valentine's Day, or excluding Valentine's Day, is what you're saying.
I'm saying the lockstep forcing of people to go out and do crazy things because it's the calendar says it's February 14th. That's insane. So if you feel bad because of that, that's just corporations reaching into your brain and slapping it around a little bit. Shake it off. It's just another day. Plus, everyone that you see on the street that's not in a couple, you absolutely know is single, so you can talk to them.
There you go. And they'll be miserable and angry, too. So what a great day to meet somebody, Elliot.
Oh, yes. It's sipping the nasty serum of hate.
I love it. Dr. Dingman, we love having you. And everyone can find more about your amazing talents at itunespsychic.com. Again, it's itunespsychic.com. And do you have any upcoming appearances that we can perhaps enjoy?
I'm in Boise this upcoming weekend. I'm speaking at a fashion show for the Potato Board and going to be doing some readings there. And then I'll be back in Austin. And then I'm going to Perth in Australia for 2 weeks.
Oh, wonderful. Australia is a big destination for you. I'm guessing they're a little more open-minded than we are here in the United States. I'm jealous that you go there. I'm jealous of all your fans.
They're all criminals. They're just happy to talk to anyone.
Well, that's just their heritage. Again, thank you so much for your time and your insight. Go to itunespsychic.com for more of Dr. Dingman's wonderful insight. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day, or not, Dr. Dingman. I'm not sure what your plans are, but we hope you have a lovely weekend.
And you too, Patty, and everyone there, even Elliot. Have a good weekend and, keep your chin up.
Elliot, you okay?
I'm doing well. I'm just already thinking about that bunny costume.
All right, me too. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.